This is a collaborative audio performance by V. Silvermoon and me, Ava Lee, based on a script by Late Stage Infernalism. Please, be respectful of our creative work and do not download or share it without our permission. Now, lean back and enjoy two hot girls competing for you. Hi, I'm... Wait. What the fuck are you doing here? Well, I'm sorry I sound rude. I just didn't expect to see you at all. Wait, you live here? Really? Jesus fucking Christ, I can't believe this. Yeah, I'm Emma's friend. The one who had no place to go on Christmas? Mm-hmm. And your new girlfriend are the really nice couple who let me come over? Fucking perfect. This is my fault. I didn't want Emma to give you my name in case you turned out to be weirdos, but
Hey honey, what's taking so long?
Oh, hi. You must be his new girlfriend. I'm,
You look familiar. Babe, isn't this your ex? What are you doing here? And on Christmas, of all days?
Hey, I'm the friend of a friend. I didn't plan on being here. Well, not like here.
Oh my god. So you're Emma's friend?
Yes. Look, it might be better if I just leave. I never meant to cause trouble. I just figured since I can't visit my folks in Germany this year and Emma said her friends were really nice and...
Wait. That's... Look, I'm sorry. We really got off to a bad start here. I think we can be more mature about this, right? Look, hon, if you're not bothered by her being here, then I'm not. No one should be alone on a holiday if they don't want to be. And she brought wine and dessert too.
Really? Only if you're sure it's okay. I mean... It isn't like we ended on bad terms or anything. I was just surprised to find you answering the door. Like, for a second, I thought you were stalking me. I know that's ridiculous, but...
Of course. That's totally understandable. We were just about ready to bring the food out. Babe, will you help me in the kitchen?
I see the wine opener. I'll pour some wine for us and, sit down.
Great idea. So, this is your infamous ex, huh? She seems nice enough, I guess. I know you must have had reasons for breaking up with her, but she doesn't seem resentful. She's looking at you like... You're the one that got away. Is there anything you want to tell me? I mean, are you sure it's an accident she's here? I mean, if you invited her, that would be weird, but I'd want you to tell me the truth. Fine. I know you're not a liar, but I don't know if she is. She gives off some very sexually open vibes. Oh, and she's hot too. You left that out of your descriptions of her. No, don't be ridiculous. What I have to be jealous about and just like, she wouldn't really talk about her at all, and I don't want to know. It doesn't matter. It's just dinner, and even if things are a little uncomfortable, I'm sure we can get through it. All right, I can do this. Let's go out there and have a nice meal, okay? Okay, I hope you like turkey.
I love it, and everything looks delicious. Thank you for having me over. It really means a lot to me.
Of course. Any friend of his is a friend of mine, after all.
I really love your place, by the way. Everything has a really relaxed and classic look. And, oh, the paintings are lovely.
Thank you. I painted some of them myself.
Really? Wow.
It's a pastime.
Impressive.
I heard you were an artist too.
Well, I mean, I'm just a dancer, you know?
No, that definitely counts. You've got the figure for it.
Thank you. I really like your outfit. It's very, festive.
So I remember my boyfriend telling me that you worked at a club of some kind. Do you still work there?
You can just call it a strip joint. And No, I quit a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of was becoming a bad scene. A lot of the girls there had started selling drugs and doing sex work on the side, and they were way more creeps than when I started.
So to be clear, you're saying that you weren't selling yourself, you were just a stripper?
Excuse me?
I mean, I wouldn't blame you. You look good. You do kind of have a budget appeal to you.
What?
I bet you could work a lot of clients in for one night.
Wow. So first you call me a whore, and then you call me cheap.
I never said.
I know what you said. And if I had to guess, based on your attitude, you're a lot less pure than you'd have either of us believe.
What?
Baby, nothing talks louder than insecurity. And you're practically screaming. So what's your secret exactly? Were you a streetwalker? Or maybe you just had a particularly slutty college experience? Oh, I know. You had an affair with a married man who was much older than you and...
Look, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Bet you are.
I just can't help wondering things now that you're here. And comparing notes, as it were. Let's just try and get through this.
Fine.
That good, huh?
It's always good to savor and appreciate food, don't you think?
Don't you think?
Bitch.
So, hon, which one of us is better at sucking your cock?
Oh my fucking god. Are you really going there?
I think it's a fair question. Oh, now you don't want to say anything, hun? I thought you told me I looked like an angel when I had you in my mouth.
Oh my fucking god. He said the same thing to me.
Wow. Is everything you've said to me just a line?
Shit. No. I mean, he's not like that. If you've lived with him, you know. He's not a liar. He's a good guy. just a little bit
quiet. But right now, I don't think that's good enough. Listen, hun, it's one thing to have your slutty ex over for dinner. It's quite another not to stand up for your current girlfriend.
Excuse me. Did you seriously just call me slutty? Again?
Your dress is so short that if you bend the wrong way, we can tell the color of your underwear. You said you didn't want anyone to know your name, but you clearly showed up to be on the menu.
Slut-shaming me for how I dress? Really? Wow, that's classy. You know what? You give off the good religious girl vibes, but you talk like a whore right off the corner.
How fucking dare you talk to me this way in my own house?
Well, if you're feeling jealous, you could always tell me to leave. Then your man would be safe from my evil wiles, and you wouldn't feel quite so threatened, would you?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You could go tell Emma that his new girlfriend is such a bitch and that I couldn't even handle a little competition.
Is that what I am? Competition? I guess you must really be worried that I'm going to steal your man.
Enough. You talk a good game, but I wonder, can your ass keep up with your mouth?
Now, things are getting interesting. You're not as insecure as I thought. What did you have in mind?
Well, you mentioned competition. So what if we had our own little contest? Right here. I mean, it's a little unorthodox, but it sure beats this juvenile argument.
You don't really mean what I think you mean, do you?
I always mean what I say. We'd have our own sexy little competition, and no one ever needs to be the wiser.
And he gets to be the judge? Aren't you worried that he might want to be with me instead?
No, of course not. In fact, if you win, I'll go spend the night in a hotel, and you can sleep here with him.
Oh, such confidence. I like it. What are the rules?
We each suck him off, and after every minute or so, the other person gets their chance. Whoever makes him come first wins.
Wow. I have to admit that I'm generally just into having sex with one guy, but this is a hot idea.
Well then, it's settled. Looks like you're what's for dessert.
Don't look so upset. We used to talk about your fantasies. Wasn't one of them having two women compete for you? Well, looks like it's your lucky day.
That's true. He still talks about it. All right, so you can go first. Remember, mouths only.
Fine. I'll get him worked up for you. Maybe then you'll have a chance.
Oh, fuck you.
You wished. Just relax, baby. And slide your chair back. I'm going to give you a blowjob. Just like old times.
Oh, come on. Just get to it already.
Whatever. The build-up is part of the act itself. Oh, babe. I missed your cock so much.
You really put your hand there? Come on. Is this amateur hour?
Oh, I see you're suddenly a blowjob expert. I knew you were a slut.
I know how to please my man.
I don't know. He seems to be enjoying my slow style, drawing things out.
Maybe.
Just ignore her. Focus on how wonderful my tight little mouth feels. Think about all the good times we had.
You're pretty good at this.
So think about all the times I helped you relax after a tough day. Just like this.
Blowjobs aren't a cure-all.
Well, it sure did wonders for his stress.
I think you've had enough for a first run anyway.
Fine. You must at least be taking care of his basic needs. If he was pent up, I'd have made him come by now.
Of course I do. No man of mine is going to be walking around horny when I can help it.
Well, get to it.
Fuck. It's been a while since I've blown someone in front of an audience.
Oh, shit. I was right. You do have secrets.
Just forget about what I said, okay?
Oh my god. Look at her style. That is practiced and perfected.
Ignore her. Just look me in the eye.
She didn't just do this with one guy, or even like five. This is professional grade cock sucking. What? Oh, fuck. I have a lot of respect for that. She just took you deep inside her throat.
Come on, babe. That usually makes you come hard. What's wrong?
He's probably worried about what you haven't told him. Like when you were blowing guys for an audience.
Fuck. Fine. It was just like a phase. I did some work in a club downtown, and I performed, took care of guys, and...
A club. You mean like a brothel, right?
Yes, but it was a long time ago. I stopped and... It's been years, babe. I don't want to go back there or anything. I love being with you.
Oh, now if you would just start telling the truth more often.
The truth is, I don't have any student debt and my car is paid for.
Okay, well, that's actually very impressive.
But you gave me plenty of time and I couldn't get him to come. Fuck. No, hon, I'm not mad at you. Honestly, I appreciate that you're holding out. I wouldn't want you to make it easy on me.
So, do we call this a tie? Or
what?
Or do we go to round two?
You mean our mouths didn't work, so...
Let's try our pussies.
Fine. I'm in. Oh, hey, are you okay with us? I mean, this is different than a normal holiday, but you're still comfortable, right? We can stop if you want to.
Yeah, this is unexpected for all of us.
Good. I'm glad. Just tell us to stop at any time and we will. I mean, of course I want you to come inside me, or on me, but...
Or all over my tits, like you used to. But I agree. You can stop us whenever.
since you went first on Mel's, I get to go first now. House rules.
That's fine. But if you come before he does, then it's my turn. Hold out, baby.
Don't listen to her, hon. Just hold still, okay? I'm gonna get on top. Oh, you feel so good. Just hold still. Let me do all the work, okay?
Oh, she really loves your cock. I can tell. She's already shivering.
Oh, just feel my tits, baby. Oh, I know you love them.
She does look good once you get those clothes off, doesn't she?
Oh, thank you. I do kind of like fucking for an audience still. But I'm only into you, okay? I'm so lucky to have you in my life.
This is getting kind of emotional.
I always get emotional when I fuck my man. I've never felt this way about anyone else. And I always want him to know it.
Aww. That's so cute. I'm gonna feel bad about making your man come in me. A little bit. Probably.
Oh, good luck with that. Oh, I can feel I'm getting close. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, thrust up inside me.
Well, you're getting close anyway.
Shut up. No, I'm not.
Aww. Are you going to come before him? Maybe you'll get lucky and he'll come with you.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, fuck. Nadia. Oh, he's so close. Oh, but he still didn't come. Fuck.
No use crying over unspilled cum. Now move. I need to stop.
Fine.
Fucking much.
in good shape, isn't she? Is this how she kept you?
I was a good girlfriend. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Grab my hips and move me up and down. Just how you want me. Yes.
Does make me a little jealous, but mostly not. That being said, I do want to win.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't.
Your turn ends when you come, right? Well, there's nothing against the rules against making that happen faster. So I'm ready. Kiss your neck.
Oh, fuck. That feels good. Oh.
Yeah. You're lovely. Weak
nipples. No fear. Who's turned on by the show?
Don't come. Before her.
I feel him. It's too late. Fuck.
I better go pack a bag for tonight. A bet's a bet.
Well, the penalties were kind of severe, to be honest. I would never have asked you to leave. You did kind of invite me to your place for dinner, and I did get to come on your man's cock and feel him come inside me. So, I think we're even, as long as we both get to stay tonight.
So, if I'm following you, you want to stay and sleep in our bed with both of us still in it?
That sounds nice to me. You guys seem like a lovely couple, and I'd hate to get between you. But I do regret breaking up with him. So, maybe we could try a compromise.
What do you think, huh? Do you want to get between us?
That was a big yes.
Looks like you're back with your ex. And still with me. What a wonderful gift you got for your holiday. Come on. Let's take a shower. It's big enough for three. Four if we find someone else.
Wow. You guys really did end up in a great apartment.
Come on, you two. Aww. The night's still early. <laughs>